to me, I don't know what's the composition of the devices that were allegedly placed. But when you think of that in concept with the modus operandi of the attack, this is something that was very well thought out and then sequenced to the point that this person had to be planning this attack for quite some time.
What do you find most interesting about this case?
Well, when you look at the weapon used, a shotgun that might have actually been sawed off, you can do a heck of a lot of damage with a shotgun, especially in a crowded school. There's also some reports that the shooter wore a very long, dark trench coat, which was very similar to what we saw unfold in Columbine. So I think when you start looking into his past, it's going to be interesting to see if there's any indications of him studying that attack.
And you're pretty curious, as are most of us, about that bomb situation inside the building.
I'm really intrigued by the bombs and how this individual was able to place these, because the attack started to unfold at 0732 local here in Texas. So when did he set the bombs? Where were the bombs set? How many?
Is there a price to pay, aside from the obvious, for the frequency of these attacks on the American public?
I think much like we see constantly with terrorism, we've almost become immune to these kinds of attacks. And I'm a bit troubled that not only as a former cop and a former agent, just as a former citizen, that there's a threat fatigue that has kind of sunk in with all these school shootings in my mind. And I would like to see some more national focus, some more federal law enforcement oversight and guidance into this problem, whether that's from ATF or the U.S. Marshals or the FBI. But I think we're almost at a point that we definitely need a better comprehensive look as to why these are occurring and what can we do about them.
That was my next question. The media plays a role in this, I'm sure. What's your advice for the media in handling this situation and situations like this, especially this threat fatigue problem you mentioned?
Well, I think you guys have got a tough job. I think the media has to report these kinds of events. Obviously, it's good not to publicize the shooter's name, in my opinion. Don't make him a hero or to turn him into some sort of individual that will be copycatted on the next attack. But I think that you have to do your job and report these details. I would like to see, again, a lead federal law enforcement agency, whether that be ATF or the U.S. Marshals, or I think the FBI is too overstretched to get this job done. But I'd like to see a federal agency step in and kind of look at this from a holistic aspect as to what can we do that's better. It's my understanding that a school resource officer, you know, a cop that was actually at the school was involved, and he's hanging on to his life in critical condition. So it'd be interesting to know, was he shot first? Was he able to shoot back? You know, those kinds of tactical details will be studied and perhaps help protect other schools. These are the kinds of very frank and honest conversations I think we need as a nation.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor, based in Austin, Texas. G.J. Green, WTOP News.